You are listening to the Reality Steve podcast with your host, Reality Steve. He's got all the latest info and behind-the-scenes juice on Jen's upcoming season of The Bachelorette and interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. Now, here's Reality Steve.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to podcast number 387. I'm your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. We've got a debut performance from somebody today on the podcast. Brooke Wyman from Farmer Wants a Wife Season 2 was eliminated last week. She is on the podcast today talking about her experience on the show. We will get to her momentarily. Now, I have not interviewed anybody from Farmer Wants a Wife this season. Reached out to Brooke, said she'd be interested in doing it. A good conversation with her, get to know her a little bit. She had a very weird exit from the show where it seemed like there was more to the story than what was shown. She talks about that. We talk about her upbringing, how she got on the show. And at the very end, we find out that our girl Brooke has just started seeing somebody in Bachelor Nation. Now, I did not know if Brooke wanted his name out there. I was told about it, so I brought it up to her. And I left it up to her. If she wanted to mention who it was, she could. If she wanted to mention what season he was on, she could. Stick around. Maybe you'll get the answers to those questions. Or maybe not. We'll see how Brooke reacted when I brought it up. Now, very fun interview. If you haven't been watching Farmer Wants a Wife, they're down to their final two or three episodes because I don't know how many episodes the show is. I never watched season one, but I believe there's two or three episodes left. So I think if you hop on now, you'll get a gist of the four bachelor farmers. One of them has two women left and the other ones have three. So you're not going to have to remember a lot of people. I mean, I've seen every episode and I'm still forgetting a lot of their names. But we talk about all that with Brooke. So a very good conversation. And just the fact that it's new. I love talking to, not that it's saying I don't love talking to other people that I've already spoken to, but it's always fun to get somebody new on to kind of open people's ears to shows maybe you weren't watching and you might take a liking to somebody that I have on the podcast. So it's always good for them to get their story out. And Brooke is no different. Maybe you're watching Farmer Wants a Wife. Maybe you'll tune in for the last few episodes, but it airs on Thursday nights on Fox. So it is on tonight if you want to check out. I believe tonight's episode 10. The Daily Roundup was posted a couple hours ago. We talk about the fact that there was a breakup in Bachelor Nation, even though they haven't publicly addressed it, and that is Greg Grippo and Victoria Fuller are donezo. It's been a time coming because this has been rumored for a couple months now, just due to the fact that they stopped posting with each other, and it's just like the biggest giveaway. Like, how many times have we seen it in Bachelor Nation where couples that once posted together quite a bit, or at least it was noticeable, just stop posting about the other one or untag their significant others? We know a breakup is coming. Now, the difference between these two is they didn't give any sort of statement. Maybe a statement is coming. I don't know. But it's been rumored, and then Page Six confirmed it yesterday. They said they reached out to both parties. Neither responded. When Victoria Fuller broke up with Chris Soules, I don't believe any sort of statement was made. So that seems to be her MO, and almost like I almost commend her for that. Because, as I said on the Daily Roundup, usually those joint statements end up biting people in the ass. Because a month or two down the road, when these people start throwing daggers at each other and someone goes on a podcast and kind of reveal stuff, and then the other person has to respond to that, it's like, wait, you released a joint statement saying, please respect our privacy, we care all a lot about each other, and then it only takes a couple months for, you know, the sniping to start. So, especially with these two, how their relationship started, the whole Johnny thing with Victoria and all that stuff, I would be absolutely stunned if one of these two, if not both of these two, end up on somebody else's podcast to talk about what happened. There's no way we're never going to hear from either of these two. No fucking way. Also talk about Survivor last night and one of the more bizarre tribal councils ever. Q is the most talked about person on the show this season, and then he pulls what he did last night at tribal council, and everyone had the same reaction. Everyone sitting next to him and everyone sitting at home probably had the same reaction, and that was, huh? What's going on here? And that's what it was. And I give my thoughts on that in the Daily Roundup. Patty Stanger's dating show, the one that she brought on Nick Viall to help do whatever it is he does on that show, because I haven't watched the first episode. Episode two is tonight. It is the worst rated show on Thursday night. It might be the worst rated network television show on any given week. I'd have to go through the other 4 days of the week, Monday through Friday, but I give you the ratings for the premiere episode, usually the one that everyone wants to tune into, and then they'll make a decision on whether or not they want to stick around. Nobody watched this show last week. I mean, nobody. And then I've got a little talk about the Circle, and Kristen Cavallari is in the news. Well, not necessarily she's in the news. The Montana boys with a Z are in the news for something that they said. Nothing controversial or anything, but a headline that I saw, which then spurred, I've got some questions. So that's all coming up shortly. All right, let's get going. Podcast number 387. Okay, let's bring her in. You saw her this season on Farmer Wants a Wife. She was eliminated last week from Ty's Farm. It is Brooke Wyman. Brooke, thanks for coming on.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Steve. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, looking forward. You're the first woman from this season that I've spoken to. So you can give me a little insight on this show that I did not watch season one of. But when I saw the commercials for season two, I was like, you know what? Getting a little push from somebody, I was like, I'll give it a try. I'll watch it. And I have enjoyed it. I really have enjoyed it. The whole reality TV dating world is something that, you know, I cover with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. But this was something different. And I knew that it was four leads. And the good thing was, good thing for me is the episodes are only an hour. If they were 2 hours, I probably wouldn't have done it. But yeah, within that hour and you got four leads and each lead has five women to start out with, it gets a little confusing. So I apologize in advance if I screw up people's names. I won't screw up the farmers' names. I know their names, but I screw up some of the women's names. But let's start off with you. I want you to kind of introduce yourself to everybody. Like, okay, where are you? Are you a Florida? I know you're in Florida, but are you a Florida native? Did you grow up in Florida? Where did you grow up? Brothers and sisters, stuff like that.
Yeah, sounds good. So I'm from Sarasota, Florida. I grew up on Siesta Key. Went to Sarasota High School. Yeah.
Did you ever apply to go on that show on MTV? Or is that?
I do know some of the people on there. And like my cousin actually was dressed at Chloe Long's baby shower last weekend. Okay. Yeah. So like, you know, I have cousins and stuff like that all in Sarasota and good friends. So like, yeah, Sarasota is a small little place, but it's beautiful. It's paradise.
Where is, like, when you grow up in Sarasota, like Siesta Key area, they're like, how close are they to each other? Are they bordering?
Yeah, so Sarasota is part of Siesta Key, or Key, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and how many brothers and sisters do you have, if any?
So, I have a stepbrother, stepsister, and then a half-sister.
Okay. So, growing up in that area, high school, what were you involved in? Were you an athlete? Were you a nerd? Were you a cheerleader? What were you? What were you in high school?
So I did competitive gymnastics. I actually went to the Junior Olympics. Oh. And then I did competition cheerleading and then high school cheerleading. I also did a lot of modeling and acting, and I have a lot that I can like elaborate. I lived in New York City before. I've lived in California. I've lived in Texas, South Florida. So I've traveled and moved around a lot, and I definitely have a lot of different life experiences, and being on Farmer Wants a Wife was just one to add to the list.
Was when you say you've lived in all these, was this for modeling gigs that you did?
Well, you know, like colleges, schools, modeling. Yes, I took off after high school and I did move to New York City to do modeling and acting. I was on a couple of big TV shows or movies. I was on a couple of movies as an extra.
Ones?
I was pretty young. Confessions of a Shopaholic.
I remember that. Okay.
Yeah. And then the other one, I think it was called New York, I Love You or I Love You New York. It had Josh Duhamel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where did you end up going to college or no?
Yes, I did. I graduated from Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton.
Oh, the Owls. Give a hoot.
Yeah. So no, I'm definitely a Florida girl, and people are probably wondering, where does Brooke fit into Farmer Wants a Wife? So my mom's side of the family is from Wisconsin, and I did live in Wisconsin when I was a child for like a few years. And I do believe that your childhood really does set you up, and you don't really forget like about those moments when you're growing up between like 2 and 5. Mm-hmm. So I was raised in a house where we had Bambi in the house. We had, you know, the chicken incubator, you know, the hatching like incubator in the house. We had the horses in the backyard. We had the chickens, the cats, and then, you know, the next door neighbor was the cornfield. So I love the country, and that's kind of, that never really ever went away. And horses have been a big part of my life, like in and out of all of my life.
Gotcha. Okay. So Farmer Wants a Wife had a season one, and like I said, I didn't watch it. Did you watch season one?
I did when I was in the casting process.
Gotcha. Okay, so I asked this to everybody who goes on these shows, any contestant that I have on the podcast. How did the whole casting for this show come about to you? Were you nominated by somebody? Did you nominate yourself? How did you get contacted? Did somebody from casting contact you because they saw your Instagram page, which happens a lot? How did it happen for you?
Yeah, so I actually went to high school back, you know, at Sarasota High School. I went to high school with a friend that was a part of, she used to be in the industry of the casting. And she used to live out in LA, but then she was recently back in Florida, in Sarasota. And she knew that I was single, and she thought that I would be great for a reality TV. She actually tried to get me on The Bachelor a few years ago, which this is like so funny. Yeah. So I actually went through like that casting process. It didn't work out, but I like did the whole video and all that stuff and chatted with someone quite a few times. And then all of a sudden, this came along, and this process was really fast.
So when you're going through this, you obviously know about the show, and you know, like, okay, there's gonna be one of four farmers there. But for you, you mentioned that you would have been, you know, grew up around, and when you were in Wisconsin, you dealt with farm stuff and stuff like that. When you got cast, and I don't know how it works with this show compared to Bachelor, but when you got cast for this, did you not know who the four farmers were until you showed up on day one?
So they sent me two emails, and I think it's like different for all the different girls, because like, you know, they're getting these girls at all different times, right? Yeah. They're locking in the girls probably at all different times. So I did receive two emails, and I think one of the emails had 8 guys. So basically they're showing you more guys than were going to be on the show, because I think they're trying to obviously not let you know exactly who the guys were going to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they left it a little bit more like mysterious.
Okay. So the four of the 8 guys were these four, were Nathan, Brandon, Ty.
Yes, eventually I did see pictures of the four guys that were picked. Yes.
Okay. So remember when I said in the beginning, like, I've watched every episode, but I can't recall every sort of interaction. So remind me what happened in the first episode when all the women show up. It wasn't like it was already... Were the 8 women for each guy already chosen, or was it after everybody got to speak to the four, they separated you into groups of 8 for each man? How did it go again?
hang on. I don't know if I under, wait, what's the question? Can you repeat that?
Yeah. In the first episode, I know that they went, each farmer had 8 women and they got, and they got down to 5.
Yes.
On that first episode, were you just automatically in Ty's group? I thought you got to talk to everybody and then did you mutually make a decision? Oh, I want to be in Ty's group, or how did it work?
No. Okay. So what happened was, so even, you know, they don't tell you. So, you know, you leave home, you travel, you get to your destination at the hotel, and then you still don't know really anything, like what farmer you're with. Right.
Yeah.
And I believe they told us the night before the second day of filming, maybe, or the first, I don't remember. It was so long ago. So the first episode we filmed for 2 days.
Okay.
So basically they told us the night before what farmer we were matched with.
Okay,
no, we didn't get to pick our farmer, but prior to getting picked on the show, they were sending us the farmers and they were asking us to rank them because they wanted to figure out who was interested in who, which is smart.
Yeah.
That's like a good game plan. But they wouldn't tell you if you were going to get like the farmer you wanted and if the farmer was going to get the girl he wanted, vice versa. Right. Which is like, I don't know. I think I like that. That's fine.
Did you have Ty ranked number one?
So I did.
Okay.
I ranked him. They asked me a few times to rank them, like rank the farmers multiple times. So here's, I mean, my age matches closer to Ty, even though, yeah. I mean, yeah. So, because the other farmers they were pretty young.
27, 29, Mitchell's 27. Nathan is, I didn't realize Nathan was 23. Jesus.
Yeah, Nathan's and pretty
Brandon,
young.
And Brandon's 29. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you get put in Ty's group. You have your first conversation, and he goes from 8 women to 5 women, and you make that cut. So congratulations!
Yes.
You make the cut down to 5, and you get into Ty's group. Once you got to see, because that first episode you guys were all together, and then once you get down to your 5, you all basically separate, and they all live in 4 different states, and their farms are in 4 different states.
Yep.
But when you were there that first day, and you were looking around, did you think maybe, I might be into more into Mitchell, or I might be into more into Brandon, or more into Nathan, or were you still into Ty?
Oh my God. Okay. So yeah. So obviously when you you get to see the farmers in person and you get to see the way that they're interacting and the way that they speak, I will say, for how young Nathan is, he is such a great speaker. He projects his voice, just a well-spoken man. Hmm. And I really respected him right away off the bat. For some reason, I just thought that he was a gentleman. And he is. Like, he just is.
But you never got to speak to Nathan, like, privately, right?
No. Ty's voice, he was very just, like, subtle. Like, very, like, at ease, like, at peace.
You can say, and it was like boring.
Yeah. Yeah, I need a little bit more spunk, but that's okay.
Yeah. And look, it's just, he just has a very, I mean, anybody that's watched the show this season is very well, I don't think I'm breaking any news here. He is very, very soft spoken. His conversations with the women, not just you, with all the others, is just almost like watching someone trying to pull teeth. He's not very engaging in his conversations, and he's just very soft spoken. And, you know, maybe that's just the way he is. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, shit on the guy for it, but he's not great television. That's what I'm going to say. Like, he's just, I don't know what they were looking for with him. I don't know what went into their decision to choose him. I just think I almost get the sense that, and this obviously shouldn't happen, considering he's one of the 4 leads on the show. It's always come across to me in every episode. To me, it seems like Ty doesn't want to be there. Like, he doesn't seem interested in this process. And it comes out in his conversation with the women. I just don't think he asks. Like, these are a lot of first dates that he's going on with women that he could possibly be choosing at the end of this thing. And I feel like he's not asking questions that you would ask a woman on a first date and ask her about herself. I just don't feel like it was there. I mean, what was your sense with him when you did get alone time with him?
Yeah. So, I do understand what you're saying. I can definitely see that. I will say in the beginning, we were so excited, the girls and the guys, we were so excited. I mean, and like, I remember the first time when we got to his farm, like Ty was just lit up. I will say that. Mm. And so this is like the first day on the farm, right? So we already left Alabama, you know, 8 girls to 5, 5 girls go back to the farm. I will say, you know, once again, you're filming a reality TV show. So thing, you know, for the first week, everyone's excited. You're in, you know, he's in his element. He gets to show us his farm and his house and where we're going to be living. But I will say, you know, once you start filming, everyone's personality changes, even mine did, as you can, you know, as you can see, as the episodes start getting going. I mean, one of my best friends was like, Brooke, you look miserable. You have not smiled. And I was like laughing. I was like, oh my God, you're right. And, but she knows other stuff that I was dealing with. And it's like, you know what? I'm not even going to let it bother me. It is what it is, right? Like everyone can just have their own opinion and I just have to let it go. So back to Ty. Yes. I mean, you know, you're dealing with a lot of different emotions and, it's not easy. It's tough. It's hard, you know, filming for 8 weeks.
Yeah. And I think, I from covering The Bachelor, it's a little bit different, I guess, in that when you have a bachelor and a bunch of women on the show, I guess on group dates, it would be kind of the same thing where you have to kind of give everyone attention. Like this guy outside of a solo date is living on his own farm with 4 or 5 women in his house. So that's got to be hard to give everyone the same amount of attention and not feel like someone's being left out of things, or you might be looking at somebody else a little more gazingly than somebody else, and somebody else might take that as a slight. So I don't know, how was it living when you guys went to his farm and you had the rest of you women there? Was it tough to get a word in? Did you have to fight for time for him or his attention? How did it work? How was that dynamic?
Yeah. So You are right. You start catching on right away. Who he is into, what girl feels the safest, because it's all about energy.
Yeah.
And like, and I will say, the first week I did feel, like Ty and I had a connection. I felt like he was really into me. There was definitely conversations and stuff like that, that didn't make the cut on TV. I'll be honest, like I felt like I might be here for a while. Like I might be here till the end. Like I felt safe. And I do think there was a few other girls, I think they were a little bit threatened by me. And I think because it was my energy, like I wasn't worried. Mm. It was just the way that I carried myself. And you know, you don't always see this stuff on TV. This is just, you know, my own personal experience and a lot of like off camera stuff. Yeah. So did I answer the question?
Yeah, no, you did.
What
would you say, is there anything at least in the early going or even just on your whole experience there? Actually, you know what? We'll get to that in a second. So one of the major points of contention with you is that you never got a solo date with him. And this was obviously, like I said, a place of contention with you during your exit. Now, did you never get one because, I don't know, he always thought you were good and he was going to give you one eventually? Do you think it was because of what you said to him at the football game about, hey, I'm good with us?
So that's, you know, that's stuff that never made it on the screen. It's too bad, but now we're here and I now can share my opinion.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the first week I did, going back to like kind of what I just said, I did feel safe where I was at. With Ty, I felt like him and I were building this connection. And why would I want the second date why would I want the second date if I felt confident in my connection with him and he was basically letting me know that he felt a connection as well? I would want the solo date later on if I was going to be there for 8 weeks. I mean, I was planning ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, why would I want the second date? Like, I want to cruise through this. I want him to check out the other connections he has and see who he really likes. So I did say that at the Clemson game, and I don't really regret that. I'm happy with my decision that I said that, because later on I found out that we weren't really that compatible. And then that's where I ended up with not having the solo date. And it's really interesting because, you know, they make it, they were, you know, I had to go up to him and keep asking for the solo date because that's the storyline. Because basically, you know, the girl is there and the guy to go get that solo date to spend more time to get to know one another, right?
Yeah. But I think, I mean, for you, it almost seems like you almost have to get a solo date at some point. And I guess in your mind, you thought, well, I'll just get mine later on. And then just the
later
weeks,
on. Yes. And then
weeks
things
kept passing
started changing.
And you didn't.
Yeah, weeks kept passing because, you know, we're continuing to film, and my connection with him was a little bit. We just knew we weren't that compatible. There was things that happened and that were off camera, so I knew he probably wasn't going to give me the solo date, but I obviously was still trying because I would have still liked to have it if he would have given it to me. Because I do think that we could have maybe worked through some things and had some really good conversations of where we stood with one another.
Now, I can't remember. This might have been shown. It might not have. I got to believe at some point you were there probably, I think, a month, roughly. How long were you there in real time? A month?
Yeah, I think I was there for 5 weeks.
Okay, 5 weeks. Did you ever kiss Ty, and was it shown?
Oh my God, I don't know how to answer that because
okay, I guess you did and it wasn't shown because I don't remember them showing you kissing him, but maybe I could have forgotten.
I mean, I really cruised on by, Steve, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, so then the answer is yes. All right, hang on a second. So you're cruising through. Okay, so we have our answer without you having to say it. I get you.
Yeah.
I just don't remember them like showing, because usually people on this show usually don't get kisses unless you get a solo date, because I guess someone could go off during one of your, you know, group sessions or whatever and maybe sneak one here or there. I don't know.
Actually, you know what? You said something earlier and I don't think I answered it. You were saying, did you guys get a lot of time with one another? Right.
Yeah.
And yeah. So to be honest, so Ty lived in the house right next to the house where the girls were living in. Now on the other farms, I guess the farmers were living with the girls in the same house. We didn't know that because on the first season, it shows like the farmer living outside in
trailer.
Yes. Like a mobile home or something. Right.
Camper? No, I didn't.
Yeah. Like a camper. So yeah, that was shocking. And yeah, it was just interesting. Like, cause they didn't tell us. Like, that's kind of something that you would tell, because I actually enjoyed, like when we were done filming, I actually enjoyed the downtime to like actually give yourself a break and like not be on, you know what I mean? And it was nice to just have like the girl time. And a lot of times, you just never got the downtime because the farmer was really supposed to be living in the house, I guess. Cause that's on all the other farms. I'm pretty sure all the farmers were living in the house. Ty did not live in the house with us. He lived just right next door in another house. So yeah, he was coming in and out whenever he wanted, even like on camera, off camera. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So honestly, you know, there's really, you can't, for this TV show, you can't really say, you didn't get enough time with them, but I will say, people can avoid each other.
People can what?
People can avoid each other.
Oh, okay.
And if you don't want to have tough conversations and if you don't want to interact with one another, I mean, we all know how to do it. You just ignore each other until you're on camera and you got to proceed with the story.
So when you are on his farm, obviously, I'm sure you spent way more time with the other women than you could with Ty. I'm guessing a lot of these women, if not all of them, from Ty's women, whether it was Melody or Megan or Amy, we'll get to Ashley in a second, but those women, were you close with all of them? Like, was it like lifelong friends with these women?
Yeah. So, you know, it's so strange in the beginning, like you start, so I'm very like observant and I have really good intuition. So I picked up on a lot of things like right away, Amy, sweetheart, like everyone's going to like her, you know, can't say anything bad about Amy. She's just like the best human ever on this planet. She's like an earth angel. Melody is all, I mean, everyone is a great girl. Like even on the other farms, everyone, I mean, just amazing girls and guys. But you know, once you get going, you know, you're living with these girls. So like you just start picking up on things and, you know,
and you're all, and you're all, it's competition. Tough. You're all competing for the same guys.
Exactly. Yeah. So there was definitely some girls that were a little bit more competitive. Like I do think Megan is very competitive. And here's the deal. Like I didn't look at it like that, Steve. I did not care to win Ty. Mm. That's not, I wasn't like, that's not like, no, like, do you think I'm going to win my husband? Like, no, my husband's going to want me just as much as I want him. Right.
Yeah.
Like I was not going to compete. No competing. No. If I'm compatible with someone, then yes. Like then it will work out. It will work itself out. But no, I'm not competing to date someone or to win someone. No.
So your exit last week was kind of out of left field. You all of a sudden just kind of walk over to the barn where Ty is and have a talk with him and say, we're at a point right now where I feel like someone has to go. And then within 2 minutes, you were gone. Like, I think you were, when you went there, what was your intention? Did you expect that to happen? Mm-hmm. Were you fine with the way things went? Like, explain that conversation and your exit from the show.
Yeah. So, I think I kind of knew what was, something was going to happen and I was okay with that. You know, at that point I was ready to go home, but I also wanted to explore where he was standing in the process. And if he still wanted me to be there, I would be open to it. I hope that makes sense.
I think any person in a relationship or that's dating somebody wants to be wanted. And if he's not reciprocating, like you're at a point where like, hey, does this guy want me? If he does, then yeah, I'd be willing to stay, but it doesn't seem like he is. I need to get some sort of answer. And it sounds like you got your answer. And it just didn't seem like, I mean, answer was he wasn't in, he just felt like he was, I don't know, further along with some of the other women. So I'll just send you home.
Yeah. So I did say it's time for someone to go home. And a lot of people were saying, oh, she shouldn't have said that because then she was the one that ended up going home. But I was okay saying that because if it was, you know, I wanted him to stand up to the challenge. Like he just is not, he's not delivering like his emotions. And, you know, I just wanted him to start speaking up and like, tell me where you're at. And I wasn't like, yeah, I kind of sent myself home in like a way, but I also wanted to lay it out for him to see what he would do with it. And I don't know. I mean, I think it was actually kind of funny that because I was pressuring him. I was making a man that I think is insecure, stand up to the challenge.
Yeah.
That's where I was coming from. And I was like, someone needs to go home. So what are you going to do? You're going to send me home. You're going to send Ashley home, Megan home, Melody. Who are you going to send home? Let's go. Let's play the game. It's time.
Yeah. And I
didn't care. Like I cared, but like I was honestly at that point, I was pretty checked out too.
Okay. And that's, and really there's nothing wrong with what you did. It was.
Oh, and I will. Bold. Yeah. I want to say something. So I will say it is on TV. I say something to him and you can take it one or two ways. I said, oh, I didn't see that coming. When I said that, I want to clarify that I was meaning his excuses. His excuses of sending me home, when I said I didn't see that coming, that is what I meant. I was not saying, oh, I didn't see that coming because you were sending me home. No, no, like, no, like, that is not it. But so it's funny how, like, you know, you can see a couple of different perspectives on TV.
Yeah,
you know,
that's reality TV editing for you. We get that all the time on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Yeah, World. Good stuff.
but thank you for clarifying that. So here was my, I you know, like I said, I've enjoyed the show. It's been entertaining. One thing that I did not agree with, and I want to get your opinion on this, I want you to be honest about this, is what did you think of him and the other three farmers bringing another woman to the farm halfway through filming?
I was not happy, as you can tell. I mean, I was pissed.
Yeah. And most of the other women were. I don't think anybody was happy about it.
Oh, God. Some of the girls just went along. I mean, me and Melody were pretty upset, really upset, like for real emotions. And I was also dealing with some other stuff off camera where, you know, when I said this is fucking bullshit, like I'm literally talking to the camera crew. Like I wasn't talking to Ashley to her face. You know what I mean? I was talking to the camera crew because obviously they know everything. They know everyone's story. They can't say shit. They know what's about to drop on set. Like, and I was just looking at them saying like, this is fucking bullshit.
So, well, when Ashley came back, when he brought Ashley back to the farm, obviously you said you weren't happy, but were you guys mean? Did you give her the cold shoulder? Did it take a little bit while to ingratiate her to everything? Or you were just like, I don't want to accept this woman. It's been a month.
I didn't want to accept her. And I understand, like, I shouldn't have taken it out on her. Like, I understand that. But it's also not normal to just, like, be really warm towards another girl that's going to date the same guy that you're dating. I wouldn't do that in real life.
Well, especially after you've invested a month and they just all of a sudden throw anybody in. If they were there, I don't know, in week two, I think it would have been a little bit different. But you guys were pretty invested at that point.
We were, yeah. We were caught off guard when it actually happened. And I think, for me, I felt disrespected by Ty. And it just kind of like, he's 42 years old and like, you're going to bring home another, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
We're like 5 weeks in, 4 weeks in, whatever, like... Yeah, it was just kind of ridiculous. But once again, I did calm down because I was like, oh, we are filming a show. Let's go. Let's do the drama.
Did you eventually, like, at least get to a decent place with Ashley where you were just, did you get to know her at all?
And she's actually really funny, really nice. She's like a sweetheart. We have pictures and stuff together. I mean, we were traveling in the airport to like the mixer, but like, of course, like you don't see that on camera. Like they just kept showing like me not liking her, which is honestly, I'm totally fine with it. I'm actually really impressed, to be honest, like the TV time that I did get, because I never got a solo date with Ty, but the fact that they did a really good job making me irrelevant, and I'm thankful for that, honestly.
How much time was before you left? How many days were you there when Ashley was there? How long were you with when Ashley came to the farm? How much longer were you there? With less than a week with her or more?
I think it was like 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
Okay. So you did have some time, but yeah, it just seems like everybody outside of the whole Mackenzie thing, because Mackenzie had to leave under unfortunate circumstances. So it made sense to bring her back. And I wouldn't think the women would be pissed that Mackenzie was going to come back, because she was supposed to have the first solo date of the season. So I guess I would say, was that pretty much the final straw for you, among other things, but once Ashley came back and then he gave her a solo date, because obviously the show made it seem on the episode that you went home, or maybe it was the episode before, but basically when he chose his solo date with Ashley, it was basically down between you and Ashley, because you were the only two that hadn't had a solo at that point. Once he chose Ashley for the solo, would you say that's kind of where you checked out mentally?
No, I was pretty checked out prior to that, but I was still trying. I was just still trying to get some answers, but I never got them, so it's okay.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I think Ty is a little bit emotionally, like, unavailable, and you don't really see it. I didn't see it when I was there. I'm seeing it now on TV. I'm just seeing something different. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, you start seeing different things as you start filming, right? So in the beginning, we were very excited. I was very, like, I was optimistic. Like, I was, like, ready for the experience and, like, building a connection. And then, you know, you just start to get to know each other, and then you kind of figure out that, like, you might not be as compatible as you thought you were. And then there's things happening off camera, and then there's new girls coming in, and you're kind of just like, whoa. Dropping bombs everywhere, and you're just you're getting checked out because it's a lot.
Yeah, and you know, in a show like this, like I said, it's very competitive. You know, you're while you're bonding with the other women, you're also still dating the same guy and trying to fight for the same guy's attention. And you get to a point where you're just like, okay, if it was, if you really had a connection with Ty, then you would have continued. And it just,
exactly,
almost like the more you got to know him, the more you realized, okay, it's not going to happen for me. And him,
exactly,
him and I aren't the most perfect match here. So
yeah. And that's okay. You know? So
when, so the show ends filming last summer, starts airing in January. I guess one question to ask, since it's been airing, do you think it has depicted, you can only speak for, I guess, your farm and your experience with Ty and the other women. Do you think the show has depicted what happened on your farm and his connection with you guys accurately? Do you think, obviously, there's way more stuff that's recorded that's not shown. We know this, and especially on a show that's an hour long and they have to cover four different farms every episode, you know, obviously there's something there that you're just not going to get the full thing. But edit-wise, do you think it was fairly accurate? Do you think it was, there's still a lot that people missed out on? Or how did you feel about how it's portrayed your guys on the farm with Ty?
Yeah, so my experience, I guess I don't really know. Like, I'm pretty happy with just what they did with the editing for me. And honestly, like, everything I said, like, they never really clipped anything and put it somewhere else. Like, I don't know why. I don't, like, people say that, and I'm just like, no, whatever. It doesn't. I'm pretty happy with how I was portrayed, but I do think there was a lot of things that were missing that were happening off camera that they don't want you to talk about when you're on camera. And that's where I really struggled with my story and my connection with Ty.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, honestly, like, I'm pretty happy. I was in multiple commercials. I mean, there's a lot of girls that didn't get a lot of airtime.
Yeah. That's it. I mean,
so I'm just like, I'm blown away. Like, I had some good one-liners, and I mean, I stood my ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I stood up for myself, and I mean, obviously everyone has different layers. So you're not always going to see who someone is through TV, especially when you're watching four other farmers and other girls. It's hard when you have 1 hour.
For sure. I mean, it's hard enough when you have 2 hours and you have one bachelor and a bunch of women on just the bachelor show. Now just cut that in half and add three more bachelors, farmers / bachelors. Yeah, you have to give everyone as much, almost equal amount of time per episode, and it's just tough, you know?
Yeah.
It's very hard for me as a viewer to be watching the show and being like, wait, okay, who's left on his person's farm and how many are left?
Yep.
And wait, did they have a solo date already? I don't remember it. Like, there's so many things, like, especially with Ty. Melody got the first solo date with Ty, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, but again, that's all I remember. I couldn't tell you one thing they did. I don't remember his solo date with Megan. Hell, he just had a solo date with Ashley. I don't remember what the hell they did. So
yeah,
that's what I mean.
I know what you mean. It's a lot. It's a too lot. Much. I know.
It's a lot of women.
I know. I think it's like such a great concept though. Like, I really do like the farmers and building the connection and seeing if there's really like compatibility there. It is like a great concept, and like pulling like the city girls on the farm, because you have like, you know, you can laugh because some of the city girls are never going to make it on the farm, but then you might have a city girl that has the background of a farm, right? So like, it's fun, it's interesting, it's different, but I want it to do good. I really do. And I hope that they get a third season.
You talk about city girls being on the farm. You know, she seems like a lovely, lovely woman. And, you know, again, no shade to her. But it really seems like Joy does not fit on a farm. Like, I just get the impression, and I don't know, maybe Brandon ends up picking Joy and they're still together and they're planning on getting married. I have no idea. I don't want to know the spoiler for it if it does happen. It seems like Brandon's really into Joy. It seems like he likes her the best based on what they've shown us. I just think I speak for a lot of people who've been watching the show that are just like, there is no way she's moving to bumblefuck Colorado with this guy. It's just not happening. And But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But Joey, yeah, Joey seems like a really we'll nice see. Woman. They had that awkward conversation on their first date where it was
I know.
Wait, what? You don't show emotions? Wait, huh? But then she, you know, explained herself. Took her a while, but so it made. Yeah. I was like, okay, she had anxiety as a kid. Okay, made sense. But when they left us with their first date, and he's trying to pull teeth, getting something out of her, and she's just not reciprocating anything. I was like, ooh, this is cringy. But yet he kept keeping her around. But like I said, she came up big last episode and was a little more vulnerable for her. So good for her.
Yeah.
But I just look at it from the outside. I'm like, there's just no way. But we'll see. okay, so filming ended this summer. It started airing, I believe, February or whatever when the show started. So obviously you've had to keep this, you know, a secret until the first cast list was released and you get out and whatever. Now that it's airing, you're off the show. Tell everybody kind of what you've been up to since the show started airing. I guess since you got back from filming, how has it been for you? Do you get noticed now in Sarasota? Like what are you doing work-wise in Florida?
Yeah. So prior to the show, I was I'm an executive assistant for an IT distributor, and they let me take leave to go on the show. They were very supportive. So when I came back, I started working right away. So I'm still working as an executive assistant. I support like 7 executives for a global multinational company. I work from home. I'm really big into fitness, eating healthy. I have a healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
You know, I'm alcohol free for my fitness. And, I haven't had alcohol in like almost 2 years, which is amazing.
Was that a lifestyle choice by necessity, or is it something you just decided to do on like, hey, I'm going to give up alcohol for New Year's, and you've just continued it?
Yeah. So my personal trainer a few years ago, challenged me not to drink for 40 days because I wanted to see faster results in my fitness. And I didn't believe him. I was like literally laughing at him because I've never been like I've never been a big drinker. So I didn't believe him because I would only drink maybe once or twice a week and like 1 or 2 drinks. Like I just wasn't a big drinker. So I didn't believe him. And he's like, look, Brooke, he goes, it doesn't matter. He goes, just try it. And I did. And I never looked back. I never wanted to drink again.
not even a glass of wine. Not a glass of wine.
No,
or a glass of champagne.
No,
here.
No. Actually, that like wine and like champagne give me like a headache.
Mm.
So honestly, I think I adapted really well after the show. Now, I will say, when I left set, I went right to Nashville, where my best friend that I grew up with, she's married, and I spent the whole entire week with her and her husband. And I will say that was probably like a really good decision for me to do that, because I have heard if you leave set and go right back home where I live by myself, it's a little bit hard to transition because you're around a lot of people. Like, you know, I changed my life for 5 weeks and I was living with girls, you know, 4 to 5 girls in a house, and production and the Wranglers and everyone just making this, you know, day to day of filming, you know, for 5 to 8 weeks, however long you're there for, you build this like community, like you look forward to seeing everyone. And so I'm really happy that I went to Nashville, got to, you know, spend time with a friend, just like being with someone else and not just being at my house by myself right away. Right. Cause it's a little bit, that's like a little bit hard. That would be hard. So yeah. I'm trying to think like, yeah, my life's pretty normal. Definitely working with like different brands. There's definitely companies that reach out. I reach out to them, vice versa. They want to work with me because I see I've been on a reality TV show, and you know, it just draws attention. It's been a really cool experience. I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm extremely thankful for Farmer Wants a Wife and the whole process, you know, for the good and the bad. I just think like, you can never take that away from like me and all the other girls and the farmers that had this experience. And it's unreal. Just like when you plan to go and do this, like you have to make arrangements like for your animals and your house and this and that and your job. And then you like basically have to let go, and then they have full control. You know, like I didn't have a car. I couldn't just like get in a car and go to the gym when I was in Missouri.
Yeah.
you know, they, I know it's just like a wild experience, but I loved it. Like, and it's just something to be proud of that, like, I was able to do that. And I'm not saying that it was easy. Like, it was mentally challenging. Like, the first day of filming in Alabama, I had a migraine the whole day. I mean, I didn't think I could do it, Steve. I mean, I'll be honest with you.
Wow.
I was mentally, like, overstimulated. I was, like, thinking, like, oh, my God, like, I'm filming a TV show. Do I really want to do this? Like, you start getting, like, a little bit scared, right?
Yeah.
But I stuck it out. I'm really proud of myself. And it was a great experience. I like, chatted with Amy twice today. Allison was one of the 8 girls. She didn't make it to the farm, but she's on the first episode. She literally texted me 30 minutes before you and I started talking. So, like, I just met all these amazing girls, you know. It's just, it's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, that is, and you bring up a point about, you know, going to see your friend after filming, because the other thing that you didn't bring up, but I know that happens, is the fact that not only are you, you know, living with other women, you're constantly talking about your feelings every day to a production person behind a camera who wants you to say, well, how do you feel about this? And what do you feel about this? And then to go to do that every single day for 5 weeks and then just to be spit out and be like, all right, bye, you've been eliminated, see ya. And you go home. Yeah. If you would have went home to your apartment and been by yourself, you probably would have gone crazy. You just would have been like, oh my gosh, what, how did I, it's like, I think one of the best definitions I heard about it was like, this show or any reality show that you're on, you're like in a tornado. And then when you're eliminated, you're just spit out from the tornado and you land on the ground. It's like, okay, well, now you just got to figure out what the hell to do.
Yes, and you can't talk to anyone because like people still might be filming this and that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I'm so thankful for my best friend and her husband that took me in for that week, because I also knew they weren't going to be hounding me.
Yeah.
They weren't like obsessed that like I was on a reality TV show and this and that. They've known me since I was like 13 years old, right? So like they didn't hound me. They could care less about like this or that. Like, we just moved forward with life, right? And I think that's what I needed, because I had to leave the TV show because it was still going on. You have to leave behind, and then it will catch up to you once everyone's done, right? Once it airs, once everyone's done filming, you can start reconnecting with the people that you filmed with, right? But like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that is not an easy thing to deal with. I've spoken to numerous former contestants coming off, you know, after their show is over, and it's just like, it's just a weird, it's very hard to explain because you're not allowed to talk about it with somebody.
Yes.
You're under contract. You can't tell people what you just experienced. You can only talk, the only people you can talk to about it is the other contestants, which technically, depending how strict the production team is, technically you're not even supposed to do that, but I know a lot of people do. But yeah, those are the only people you can technically talk to, or maybe your producer who you spend a lot of time with, maybe that you can check in with them, or a on-set psychologist or something like that. But well, wanted to end with this little note. Maybe a little birdie filled me in on this. There might be a connection between yourself, a contestant on Farmer Wants a Wife, and my world, the bachelorette world. Anything you want to fill the public in on here?
Oh, God. I kind of want to leave it like mysterious, and maybe people can figure it out for themselves.
Well, how can we figure it out if we don't know what to look for? What's the best way to describe you possibly being involved with somebody from Bachelor Nation? How would you describe it right now? You don't have to give up names. If you don't want to give up his name, you don't have to. But where are you at with this? Early stages? Have you been? Where is it at?
Yeah, I would say it's very new.
Hmm.
And we live in the surrounding areas, and that's what's kind of connected us, and then also reality TV.
Ah. Have there been dates, or has it been group settings?
There's been dates, yeah.
Mm. Does he wear a cowboy hat? No, I'm just kidding. does he have a farm? If you don't want to say, that's fine. We won't reveal. But should we, I don't know, expect a soft launch coming, a hard launch coming.
Is my God, this is too funny. I think it's too early. We're gonna explore this. I think, we have a lot of like similar interest in common, like a lot of things in common. So it's fun.
Do you want to say what season of The Bachelorette he was on, or no?
Do you know?
I know.
You do know? Oh my God! All right.
I'm not gonna say it if you don't want me to.
Yeah, no, we're not gonna say it.
Okay. No problems. I just wanted to see if that. I know that there's. It's early, so I totally get why you wouldn't want to say anything. But good luck with that, for sure.
Oh, thank you.
And obviously, you know, I think, and this comes up a lot with former contestants that I've spoken to as well, is, and not saying that they have to, but a lot of former contestants say it is really hard after you've been on a reality TV show to date somebody who hasn't been through the experience because they just don't get it. And it's hard, and they say they can't, it's even hard to define, it's hard to explain, but somebody who has gone through a reality dating show before understands what someone else who's been on either the same show or a different show, they just get it better. And so it's why we see a lot of either crossover between Bachelor Nation contestants from different seasons or just reality TV people from different shows interested in each other. Has that kind of played in your role as well? Like, he kind of gets it because you've been through it?
Yeah, he was really supportive when I told him that I was going to be speaking with you today. He was like, oh my God, he's like, you're going to do great.
Okay, good.
So that was like really cool because like he also knows of you. And I thought that was really, really like supportive. Like I was surprised. Like he was like so excited, like overly excited. And I think someone that wasn't that, you know, I think if it was like someone else that wasn't ever involved in reality TV, they wouldn't really know the dynamics of like how neat it is to be able to like express your own opinion about what you went through. Right.
Yeah, for sure. And the whole thing with, you know, a lot of people that come off the shows, you know, like you said, you're partnering with brands and stuff like that, which means you know, you're going to have to post videos and Instagram stories. And some people might just be like, I don't get it. Why do you have to keep doing this? Why are you on your phone so much or whatever? Not saying that you are on your phone all the time. I'm just saying like, it's the way it works. And for someone who's never done it and doesn't have opportunities being presented to them in social media world, it might be like, I don't get it. You know,
that is very true.
I went through it myself. I dated somebody from a reality TV show and I struggled with it because they were very much on their phone a lot about it. And, you know, having not gone through it myself, it was tough for me. But yeah, I mean, obviously, this is, like I said, it's new and I don't want to obviously, you know, reveal who it is or anything like that. So, I appreciate you at least talking about it without, you know, going into revealing anything. And like I said, good luck with everything,
Thank you.
But, again, Brooke, thank you so much, for coming on. I'm, like I said, first woman from, Farmer Wants a Wife on the show. Maybe once the finale airs, I'll get one of the possible couples on or somebody or
exactly. Yeah. That would be amazing. Thank you so much. Like I had so much fun doing this. And I can't wait. It's going to be fun to see what happens in the end.
Yeah. And I've told people like, hey, if you haven't watched it, or even if you're not into the whole farming thing, if you like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and you just like the reality TV dating genre, this show is very easy to watch. Like I said, you're not dedicating a lot of time. It's 1 hour a week. It's very simple. And now we're down to, I think all three of the four farmers have three women left for tonight's episode. And then Ty only has Melody and Megan left since Ashley left last week. So we're down to a point where you'll kind of start remembering everybody. And I believe there's only a few episodes left. So it will be interesting to see how everything plays out. You know, sorry it didn't work out for you and Ty, but it looks like you're in a better place now. So It all worked out like it should have. There you go.
Oh, thanks, Steve. That's amazing.
So thank you so much, Brooke, for coming on. I really appreciate it. And obviously, we'll be in touch.
Yeah, sounds good. You're welcome. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thank you so much to Brooke for coming on. I don't know what the hell was going on with my voice a few times during that podcast. Like, I could not, I'm not sick. I just kept getting this scratchiness in my throat. And it's not like my throat is red and I'm at the beginning stages of getting sick. It's just really weird. Sorry. I had to pause a couple times and coughed a couple times on air. But thank you so much to Brooke, really, for coming on. Glad we could use her as the first woman from Farmer Wants a Wife to come on. Maybe we'll have some other women on or even some of the guys on once this show is over. I think there's maybe 2-3 episodes left. I don't know. I don't know how many they're doing. But tonight, I believe, is episode 10. And we'll just keep this thing going. And hopefully, once it's over, maybe get one of the final couples on, because I have no idea. I don't want to know the spoilers of what the hell happens on this season. Who chooses who? Are there four choices? Are they still together? All this stuff. Like, I have no idea. So, again, thank you to Brooke for coming on. I really appreciate her talking about her experience on the show. And, yeah, if you want to do a little hunting, I don't even know, because I didn't start following Brooke until yesterday, so I don't know if there's been, what do you call it? Like, obviously she said they haven't soft launched anything, they just started dating, but I had heard that she was seeing somebody from Bachelor Nation, and I was like, okay, but I have not followed if, like, they've been posting from the same exact place or anything like that. Maybe they have. But I didn't start following Brooke till yesterday, so I don't know for sure. Anyway, thank you again to Brooke for coming on. Thank you all for listening. Please rate, follow, and review if you can, but you got to hit play. That's the only way it counts as a download, so please do that. The Sports Daily was posted an hour ago. The Daily Roundup was posted 2 hours ago if you want to check that out. So, again, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. See you!